That caught me off guard. You could have kept that.
That's how it's gonna be from now on.
All right.
Yeah. Elevator. Hustle and motivate. Hustle and motivate.
Now we gotta start over.
What up, y'all? This is Shonda with Army of Dreamers. And with me is
Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate. And you are listening to
Baycast.
Baycast. Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay.
Bay.
So, we are about 2 weeks behind on this situation. But technically, like, we aren't truly behind. Right now, we don't have a format with Baycast. We were attempting to do that, but we be just doing too much. And then when we got free time, we be trying to chill.
We be.
Oh, so you don't? So you don't?
Hey, no.
So I don't be having to, like, convince you to do Baycast sometimes.
Like, you look at me right now.
That sleepy face, like,
Nah. Amen.
We be busy.
You were saying?
So, we're going to give y'all a brief recap on... Oh, I did the two-word thing. Brief.
I'm about to say, I never did
the two-word. On Facebook, you ain't been seeing the posts about the two-word thing. People be like, oh, you for real. Or, oh, you got... Shoes. I don't know a good example, but it's like,
I know for real, but that's just
no, but emphasis. No, but on Facebook they've been posting stuff like with two words. It's like, oh, you like, say for instance, if somebody serious about something but they always joking, but then they really serious that day, and so somebody will make a post like, oh, you're serious. Mm. Or somebody be like, oh, when your dad finally come in with some real Nikes and not the knockoffs. Or, oh, when your dad really come in with some J's and not some Shaqs. Oh, you got shoes. That's what the post is.
No, I haven't seen that.
But,
you gotta see them.
You got shoes. Like, they've been doing this all weekend. You gotta see them. They are hilarious. But, yeah, so we're going to give y'all a recap of our last 2 weeks, and then we're going to let you guys know what we have planned and what we have going on. So, not last week, which was... Oh, we need a calendar up. Not last week, which was...
It was still...
Yes, it was still September.
Yeah. Real early September.
So the week of the 7th, so that Friday, Saturday, basically what we did that weekend, the highlight of that weekend was going to Valerie. Finally. So I have been telling Nate for a minute that I really wanted to go up to Valerie, because Valerie Elementary School is where Nate and I both went. We have a good amount of friends that went there as well. And it's just one of those places that you don't really get anymore. Like, being an adult now, I'm so appreciative of the education I got from Valerie. I'm appreciative of just the atmosphere and how much they put into the kids. Like, Valerie taught very well. They taught about Black history and slavery, which is, like, you don't find that nowadays.
Did they?
Yeah. What teachers didn't you have? Because they was all there for a long time.
I know they were.
They didn't pay attention, y'all.
I was in and I was
Black
out.
Black History Month at Valerie was like a holiday. Like, the teachers would literally, and not even just during Black History Month, the teachers were very good at teaching slavery. They got into it. Like, it was activities. And we had white kids, Black kids. I mean, I don't know how, it wasn't diverse as far as, like, Stivers had Asian, Hispanic, Black, White, Indian, Muslim. Like, Stivers had a lot more diversity in that aspect. But as far as, like, Valerie, we had white and Black kids. And the white kids were just as active in the slavery, or the activities that talked about slavery and got you to really understand what slavery really was. Black History Month activities. It was just a part of school. It didn't feel like, oh, we're going to teach this or highlight this because it's Black History Month for the Black kids.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a good.
It's been a long time, though. We're going to give you a pass on that.
Give me a pass. Sure.
How do you not remember?
Hey, man.
Shout out, by the way. Let me just go ahead and shout out some of them teachers from Valerie. Shout out. So my kindergarten teacher was Miss Boykin, who was actually my brother's and sister's aunt. Shout out to Miss Boykin.
Miss Boykin, Miss Fields.
And for me in first grade was Miss Jones. Shout out Miss Jones.
I don't know if I ever had her.
You didn't. Second grade, Miss Brown, Miss Sheffield for you. Third grade, I had Miss Porter, which was a new teacher, so I know Nate didn't have her.
I had Miss Coleman till, you know, she did her thing. She bounced.
Miss Thomas was cool too, although she was a little uptight, but shout out Miss Thomas. Fourth grade,
Miss Miller,
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, he was dope.
The homie.
What was it?
Voyager. Voyager was Miss Darling, who did that. Mr. Johnson did Lightspan. He did Voyager too, that's true. And he did Lightspan, which was the PlayStation game where you got to take the games home and play on the PlayStation. I love that. I was an extracurricular kid, y'all. If y'all can't tell already.
I did that.
I was a busybody.
I was pissed though, because I was like, this ain't an actual PlayStation game.
It was for me, shoes. I had fun learning that way. If they gave us PlayStation games throughout high school, I'd be straight.
Yeah, I was straight. I was good on those. I put the regular PlayStation games.
Oh my god, you just like Metal Gear. Do nothing. You like I'm Metal Gear. You like I'm playing sports and
making beats.
So fifth grade, I had I had Miss Leedy too, but there was another teacher, Miss Jameson. Ugh. Shout out to Miss Jameson because you were a teacher, but.
I doubt that she even listened.
I know. But the story with Ms. Jameson was I was one of those kids. I was a boss since I was a kid. Let me tell y'all.
Mic drop.
You know when y'all would get you would get $1, $5, whatever you would get. You would go to the corner store and get candy, whether it be in the morning before school or after school. You would go to the corner store and get all the snacks because as a kid, you were on top if you had the snacks. So what I did was one day I had a 20. I don't remember who gave it to me, but shout out to them. It was probably a family member. I took this 20 and went to the store and got Starburst, Now Laters, all the candy, like just candy. I take it to school and I don't want to say the wrong person, but I'm almost certain Walter Hardy, who was my best friend in elementary school, seen the bag and pulled on the bag. And I pulled it back and all the candy fell on the floor. So Miss Jameson made me pick the candy up. She took my bag and literally about 2 to 3 months later, she was giving the candy out in school for kids with good behavior. Like she was walking around putting the same candy I bought on other people's desks.
Is that the story?
Yes, but it's cool though.
I thought you were gonna say that you went and got the candy and you doubled your 20 and got 40.
I was a boss because I knew going to school I was ready. I had the candy in the bag. Like back in the day.
Day.
I had to do the double word thing.
Okay.
Back in the day. When you had a 20, it went a long way. Like, that was a Kroger grocery bag full of Now Laters and Starburst. Think about it. One of those was $1. One of the Starburst packs.
What you mean one of them? I've been selling everything for $1.
Yeah, so I had $20 worth of candy.
I would have came out with 50.
Anyway. I'm sorry, y'all, that we getting off track, but I just had to highlight that. So then sixth grade... Shout out to Miss Miller was sixth grade again because she had moved up. Miss Pope. Shout out Miss Pope. Best teacher ever.
Miss Pope.
I was going to say you ain't messing Miss Pope, but that's another noise you making. Little nasty. Y'all little boys be nasty.
Shout out Miss Pope.
Who else? Who was another sixth grade teacher? I feel like there's one more I'm forgetting.
That one took the cake.
But anyway, also shout out to Mr. Mara. Shout out to Miss Tanner.
Miss Tanner was dope.
But last and certainly not least, shout out to the GOAT, Mr. Cosby.
Yeah. I was about to say, I'm like, you doing all these pause. I'm like, I know you gotta mention one more.
I miss Miss Miles too and Miss Darling. But shout out to Mr. Cosby for being the GOAT. Like, my favorite teacher, hands down.
You gonna yell that at Eli?
I'm done though.
Ooh, babe.
Who was that? Oh my God. Kill it. Kill it. Y'all, it's a spider and Nate killed it. Like,
no, I didn't.
What's. Oh, get it? It's jumping.
Well, shit.
Hold on, babe.
Oh, I got it. We got it. Well, I got it.
He killed it with his bare hands. I love that. Thank you, babe. That's crazy. Oh my God, y'all know it's getting cold outside when the bugs come in. Oh my God. But yeah. So that was the weekend of the 7th. The following weekend, which would be the 14th ish.
Yeah.
That weekend we went down to Cincy. We shot footage for the promotional commercial for Wayne Fowler's listening party that we are holding in Dayton, Ohio.
16 Bates Street, Dayton, Ohio.
16 Bates Street, Dayton, Ohio at Encore Studio.
8 to 11 p.m.
BYOB. Come rock with us. Come vibe with us. Get to know Wayne. He's a dope artist. And just so people know, just so we are clear, because I know there's a few people out there that's like, she don't ever do stuff with dating people, which is a lie. She don't ever do stuff in dating. Now she doing something in dating, and she not even doing it with a dating person. Let me explain this. The vision is clear.
Views the discretion is advised.
The vision is clear. When you are throwing events or you're doing something that's supposed to push the culture or elevate the culture, I'm not about to have a listening party for a Dayton artist in Dayton. Dayton, if you live in Dayton, you hear Dayton artist music all the time if you're actually a part of the culture, if you are actively listening to this music. So I'm not going to do a listening party for someone in Dayton from Dayton. I'm going to do a listening party for someone from Dayton in Cincy or in Columbus or in Cleveland. That's how it works with me. So any artist that I do a listening party for will not be from that city. Last year when I did a listening party for Rob G out of Toledo, we had it in Columbus. That's just how I do it. It makes sense. If we can get everybody familiar with each other's music throughout Ohio, then we can expand and go further. End note.
If you don't know, now you know.
So, yeah, we did that. And they got some amazing shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cincy was beautiful.
Yeah, you seem to take a liking in Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful, though. You can't deny that.
I'll tell you. When the weather's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
But now that it's changing.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
Cincy is real hilly. So, you know. I can't drive in that, but shout out to Cincinnati. It was really nice. I think that seeing how their downtown is planned and like the family like interaction down there, seeing all the diversity down there, it just really makes you like, I literally saw a dad taking a picture like of his son and they were so serious. Like his son was standing there posing, smiling, not worried about anybody else around. And the son had to be about like 9, 10. So to see a little kid like that focused on taking a good picture with his dad was amazing.
Who is this?
The little Asian boy and his dad that was taking a picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's going up the steps.
Mm-hmm. And then the people that were playing on the wind chimes, the little baby that was stomping.
I know that dude was taking pictures of his son.
Yeah.
But obviously, he was younger.
And then the then the family playing the bongos.
Yeah.
And then everybody just chilling around the
slide.
Yes, that freaking slide was amazing. You love that slow. Shout out to Cincinnati for that downtown. That was dope, like for real. It was nice though. We got some great we had some great conversation with Wayne. And then, of course, us being us, we like, all right, well, we going to go down there, boom, knock it out, head back up to Dayton. We going to chill. Like, we don't be trying to stay nowhere. Mm. So then, and all of that, you know, Sundays we spend with the family. Fridays usually is just me and Nate. We do something. So then this weekend, Nate came up to Columbus. Ooh. And it's a breath of fresh air. I miss my babe. Oh. I did. I missed you. But the thing about us that's good with our relationship is as much as we miss each other, we still like we're able to handle being away from each other, which I think is really dope. I think it speaks volumes on like who we are as individuals.
Mm. Yeah, technology helps too. FaceTime.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. And the phone calls, like I love how you call me in the morning to like just like
wake you up,
basically. Like Nate is like my alarm clock. He calls me in the morning on his way to lunch because he works so early that his lunch is like 7 something. So every time he calls me, it's nice to just have that brief like 15 minute conversation, if that. Like it might be 10 minutes whatever, but it's like a good wake up call. Literally.
Making sure you up and at them.
Yeah.
Got your breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And so then tomorrow, which is Sunday, we've been chilling and kicking it. Tomorrow's Sunday, and we have an interview, a new interview dropping. A dope artist in Columbus who's a great friend of mine. He dropped a video recently. So stay tuned.
Mm, oh, okay. Yeah, because I was wondering. I'm like, man, that's a lot of folks with that. And I'm like, okay, now he narrowed it down. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah. So that's it. But I guess other than that, just recapping you guys what we've been up to, I do want to highlight a little bit just on a few topics. Because I feel like we only do Baycast every so often. And I do want to dive a little bit into a conversation that's worth, you know, getting some gears going and getting people kind of thinking within their own, like, experiences. And they looking at me like, girl, where are you going with this?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. There's just things I think we could talk about and discuss that would be great for conversation. Like, for instance, this weekend, something that really made me appreciate Nate is we watched a movie yesterday, and the movie I picked, I didn't think he was gonna like it, but he actually loved it. It was Napoli Ever After with Sanaa Lathan. And I put it on, and they gave me this look at first, and I was about to turn it off at first because the first like 10 minutes was kind of like slow, like to pick up. But once it got there, we both kind of got into the movie. And it was funny just to watch Nate's reaction to certain parts of the movie. Like, we were pretty much on the same page with our feelings towards it. Like, we wanted her to, like, there was parts that were funny through her own journey when she was, like, going through the, you know, situation with her boyfriend and just finding herself. And then there were parts that were, like, Like,
what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, like, wow, we would not, no, girl. And then there was parts where we wanted her to go a certain way and she didn't, or there was parts where she did and it was dope. But it was, like, just seeing his reaction to stuff and how he was into that movie, it made me appreciate him because we both enjoyed it and it wasn't, like, I didn't have to force him to watch it with me.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I'd like a good movie.
And there was times where Nate was literally like talking to the screen, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm a screen talker.
And this is a quote unquote chick flick.
I got the gist of it once the movie started going.
Yeah, but that was one thing. So I think, I guess I say that because it's very important to do stuff like that with your significant other. If you plan on developing a relationship with this person, y'all got to be able to watch a movie together. Like, and it can't be no, like, I think some people run into the issue within their relationships where it's like, okay, I don't watch that. You don't watch this. So we gonna watch our own stuff. But y'all gotta find something y'all could watch together and enjoy together, because those little moments, they open up parts of the relationship. Like just being able to watch the person you are with, like, have emotions behind a script is a great experience.
Here we go. No.
I'm done.
No, you're not done. I'm done. When you say emotions, because that made me think about you and Morgan getting on me.
Oh, he just snitching on himself now.
No, I ain't snitching on myself.
I don't know what you did.
No, I ain't do nothing. I ain't saying I did nothing. You talking y'all. About...
Nate is just very in tune with his sensitive side. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wow. Way to not put it in good terms, baby.
Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
I, when I watch a movie and I am into the movie, I am engaged.
Yeah. Nate can experience a movie, which is dope. Like,
I'm engaged in the movie. And I try to put myself in the main character's position.
Yeah. So, to put that in layman's terms, if there's something in the movie that triggers an emotion, Nate can definitely feel that emotion. And I think that's amazing.
You make it sound like I'm an X-Man. Like, I have this power. Like,
you do. A lot of men don't have the power to tap into those feelings.
Hey, y'all. You heard it live and direct.
But yeah, so make sure y'all just take the time and effort to get to know each other on those type of levels too. Like, just watch movies together or talk about a book together if y'all both read.
I would have said stuck with the movies.
But since books, Nate and I both don't read frequently. Like, Nate's not a reader.
Ain't no books over here. It's YouTube.
Nate is very smart, but he is not a reader. So movies is our route. But YouTube podcast. Yeah. So that's one thing. And I guess another thing that I guess has been kind of going on with our relationship, and this is where I would leave it at, is Nate, he like, girl, where are you going with this stuff?
I'm just listening.
Nate and I have been very busy. And one thing that we come across is we are involved in a lot of stuff. So that involves other people. And when you are a busy relationship and you work with a lot of different people, there can be a space and a room of jealousy that develops, right?
Yeah.
But we haven't had that, I hope.
What, between you and I?
Yeah, like, we haven't had jealousy arise or...
Like, I'm jealous of you?
No, like, well, that's one thing. We could definitely talk about that. But also just jealousy with our involvement with other people and projects and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's something that I really enjoy about our relationship, is we're able to work together without... We are able to respect each other's work and also work together. So when Nate has something to do or I have something to do, if it involves somebody else, if Nate's working and it involves a female, if I'm working and it involves a male, we, one, tell each other everything we have going on as far as projects go. And we just don't. We're not jealous people, like, at all.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah. I think we give each other enough attention and time that we know we're secure. And on another note, with the other jealousy part, which is jealousy between each other, that's absurd. Like, if you plan on being with somebody for a long time. Well, I put it like that, to not be putting pressure on nobody. But if you plan on being with somebody for a long time, why be jealous of their accomplishments, or why be jealous of them as if you guys are competing? You're supposed to look at that person as your teammate, and you want to build with that person. Like, I want you to win. Period.
Win, 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 win.
Win, 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 win. Fuck everything else.
We can say that. Fuck win, everything.
Win, win. We can. Everything I do is explicit.
Stop chasing that.
No, we ain't gonna say that word.
Yeah, that's why I stopped.
But all right, y'all. I know we over here babbling, but I just had a lot I wanted to talk about. I feel like we ain't been on the mic in a minute.
Yeah, I know if something else is gonna pop up. You be like, on another note.
No, what you want to talk about? What you got up going on in that head?
I got this crown and ginger ale right now. But, I guess we could talk about, we've been talking a lot about moving up in the career world.
Yeah.
And being patient and waiting for the next opportunity.
Yes. That's very important. We both just took a sip of our drink.
Oh, I've been just sipping.
I know. But, yeah. Moving up and career opportunities and patience. First of all, the importance of that when you have a significant other, like the importance of that support is that much more significant when you have a significant other and you're chasing goals. Like, if you're going to be in my life, motivate me. Not saying you specifically, but with everybody. If you're going to be in my life, motivate me. Encourage me. Talk to me about my work day. Let me know it's going to be okay. Talk me through my frustrations with my coworkers. Just be there. Period.
Ditto.
I feel like when it comes to being in a relationship, that goes without being said. That's another part of that, you know, we're a team and I want you to win. So with Nate and I, we both have jobs that on paper, they sound like extravagant. Like, I'm an investment consultant. Well, I work for investment consultants, but I manage an investment consulting office. This is finance. Finance is a very exciting world. And I've been blessed that I have gotten salary increases, and I am on my way to a promotion into my field. So I'm very, very excited and very ecstatic about that. And the journey has not been easy. But within that journey, Nate has been there, like, talking me through it and motivating me and talking to me about my frustrations, because I have been frustrated. And that helped a lot. Like, that is a part of why I'm getting to where I'm at now within my job.
Nah, that's all you.
I know I do a lot, but the motivation that I get from you and, like, talking to your your parents and your brothers and sisters and my mom and my brother, it's like, at the end of the day, that frustration I had, I was able to go back into work and be like, all right, remember the mission, remember the goals, because y'all was like, yeah, like, you know, just let them know what you feel, like, be real with them. And it's crazy because people could tell you that all the time, but have y'all, I don't know if a lot of y'all have ever pulled up y'all boss's calendar and put a meeting on the calendar, like, was like, we gonna meet on this day and we gonna have a talk. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I was like, but it worked.
Yeah. I had to do the similar thing, but it wasn't for promotion. It was to get some, clear the air.
Yeah.
But
Nate has a very lucrative job on paper as well. And
I say that
people, it comes like, with perks. Your job, people,
it's perky.
Would want, when I say lucrative though, that means people, like, if you told people, oh, I'm a videographer for, they're going to be like, I want that job. Now, whether they get there and feel like that's the same feeling, that job people want.
I wouldn't say necessarily want. I mean, they can acknowledge it and be like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, that seems cool. I like, they're saying more interested and intrigued about it.
Until they get there and it's the actual real work behind it.
Well, they make it that far. It's up to them. So, I mean, like I said, it's a perky job because at the end of the day, you're operating the camera. Now, you can get skills and all that, but it's a matter of, depending on where you're at, how far you can go up. And most folks, they look at folks like, oh, you're just operating a camera. It's not like you're managing a whole company. So you're not going to get the top of the top of the salary. So that's why I said when it comes like the perks, if it's an event or amusement park or any type of like behind the scenes type thing, like a grand opening, you'll have access to, which is cool. Especially when you're young and fresh out of college, shoot, you pretty much take anything. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, it's cool.
Right. That's the most important thing for both of us, I think we realized, is the opportunity for growth in our careers.
That's anybody.
And moving up and being appreciated, which should be everybody's goal. So there's balances, and sometimes you gotta, you know, do what you gotta do. But those goals help you kind of have a roadmap. Like, you know how long you're willing to put up with something. You know what you need to do and hold yourself accountable to even speak your opinion or voice your frustrations to the people you work with and have those conversations, because as they say, closed mouths don't get fed. So I mean, happy on this end.
And I like to eat.
All right, y'all. So that's what we got for y'all this weekend. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find me at AOD Media Group on Instagram, thearmyofdreamers.com on the website.
You can always check me out on Instagram, Gem City Nate. And soon to come, not up yet, but I'll let you know later, or Shonda. I'm going to let y'all know GemCityNate.com will be coming to y'all soon.
Hey, y'all heard it here. Check it out. Peace.
Bay. Bay cat.